juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. The headlines at 12 hours. Gauteng High Court postpones Lungu repatriation appeal amidst family government talks. Zambia projected to lead global GDP growth. And suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot.
News with Natasha Nguni.
And other news in detail. The Gauteng High Court in Pretoria has agreed to stand down an application for leave to appeal in the Edgar Lungu repatriation case following a joint request from legal representatives who informed the court that discussions between the Lungu family and the Zambian government are currently underway outside court. In the matter of Esther Lungu and seven others versus the government of the Republic of Zambia, both the applicants and respondents' lawyers appeared before a panel of three judges this morning and requested that the matter be postponed on Monday, 18th August 2025 at 10 hours. The submissions were made in the hope that the ongoing dialogue between the two parties will lead to a positive resolution without further court intervention. During the ruling, Judge Aubrey Ladwaba, sitting together with two other judges, granted the request to stand down the matter to Monday next week, expressing optimism that the matter would be resolved.
We had a brief discussion with the council in chambers. There is a say that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and we hope this is a real light, not the oncoming train in the tunnel. I've discussed with my colleagues. We also agree that the matter to stand down to Monday at 10 o'clock, and we're still optimistic that the finality that would be in the interest of all the parties would be reached. Stands down to Monday, 10 o'clock.
The family of the late Sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu has filed an appeal against the judgment delivered on August 8, 2025 by the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, South Africa. The court ruled in favor of the Zambian government in the legal dispute over former President Lungu's burial, ordering that he be accorded a state funeral despite opposition from his family. Zambia is set to lead not only Africa but the world in GDP growth, according to Bloomberg's updated economic outlook. The update follows earlier presentation on Zambia's economic prospects at the Africa Business Media Innovators Summit 2025 held in Livingston. The newly published forecast follows Zambia's significant financial turnaround, marked by a critical debt restructuring milestone attained in June 2024, which sparked a remarkable 26% total return on Zambian bonds, doubling the average return of emerging and high-yield markets since July 2024. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane has welcomed Bloomberg's revised positive outlook, noting that after reversing the economic decline of 2019 to 2021, government remains committed to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, and fostering competitive, inclusive growth. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has urged governments to publish a list of all entities and individuals granted export licenses following its recent decision to allow the export of 500,000 metric tons of maize. ZACA Executive Director Juva Sakala has called for greater transparency and strict oversight, stressing the need to safeguard national food security. While acknowledging government's need to generate revenue, Mr. Sakala has emphasized that this must not come at the expense of local consumers. He has further called for the immediate implementation of a robust monetary mechanism to ensure that only the authorized 500,000 metric tons are exported and that no party exceeds the approved quota.
While we understand the government's need to raise revenue, it's also important to ensure that the process is managed transparently and responsibly. We are urging government to first publish a list of all entities individuals granted the export license. This will help prevent any party from exceeding the approved quota. In addition, a strong monitoring mechanism should be put in place to ensure that only the authorized 500,000 metric tons are exported. We must ensure that we avoid the repeat of last year's situation where excessive maize exports were always done and contributed to local shortages and high prices of maize.
Government has disclosed that water pH levels on the Copper Belt have normalized to 95.7% compliance following contamination caused by sino metals in February this year. Speaking at a press briefing, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha said the latest laboratory report shows that 22 out of 23 sampled sites had pH levels within permissible limits, indicating significant compliance. Mr. Mposha has explained that lab results confirmed a return to normal pH levels alongside a steady decline in heavy metal concentrations, including cadmium, cobalt, copper, manganese, and zinc. He said a total of 251 samples were collected from 10 districts across the Copper Belt province, including Ndola, Luansha, Masaiti, Kitwe, Mpongwe, Kalulushi, and Mufulira, among others. Mr. Mposha has noted that cadmium concentrations were within permissible limits at all sites, while 2 out of 23 samples in the Chambishi area recorded cobalt levels above the accepted threshold.
When we are talking about pH levels, we are again talking about acidic solutions in the water and the levels. I want to confirm here that the pH levels have normalized. You may wish to know that 22 out of 23 sampled sites had the pH levels within the permissible limit, representing 95.7% compliance for sampled sites.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has described the prevailing peaceful environment across the country as the greatest achievement delivered by the UPND administration over the past 4 years. Reflecting on the period since the New Dawn government took office, Mr. Mwimbu has credited this stability to President Hakainde Hichilema's human rights-focused and peace-driven leadership. He has emphasized that the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has played a pivotal role in promoting peace by ensuring that internal security services respect the rights of all individuals at interacting with law enforcement. Mr. Mwimbu has pointed to the peaceful conduct of by-elections during the last 4 years as clear evidence of the administration's commitment to human rights-centered policing, especially in maintaining public order and safety. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank has commended the Zambian government's commitment to fiscal reforms, debt restructuring, and economic diversification, describing these efforts as a solid foundation for sustainable growth. Access Holdings PLC Chairperson Agboje Aimokwede said global attention is now turning to Zambia's economic progress. Speaking during a stakeholders engagement cocktail held last evening, Mr. Aimokwede has noted that investors